Hey, beautiful people, this is your girl, Lakia McDaniel of Holistically Being, making sure you tune in to my podcast on implementing methods for a healthier mind, body, and spirit. We owe it to ourselves to live life in color and in high definition. Tune in every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday for pre-recorded episodes. Peace and blessings, beautiful people. Thank you for tuning in to another great episode of Holistically Being. Of course, I am your girl, Lakia McDaniel. And on this special day, November the 25th, which is Thanksgiving, I want to take the opportunity to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving. And I hope you are out there enjoying your loved ones, bonding over food, fun, and laughter. Okay? This is episode 73. In this seventh season, and today's show is all about life and the plot twists that life creates for us. The title of this episode is When Life Throws You Lemons, Throw Them Back or Make a Margarita. The lemons represent personal trials and unexpected circumstances, some we can control and some we can't. When we throw those lemons back, we are defying the odds, making things work for us despite challenges. That margarita represents turning a negative situation into something useful and positive that will add value to our growth and, you know, life in general. Before we get into why using lemons to make a margarita is befitting to your holistic journey, I am going to start off with the holistic tip of the day, and that is the 5 simple steps to improve your holistic health. These simple steps are for anyone, you know, and they're simple enough to incorporate in your everyday life. Number 1 is early morning stretches, okay? Number 2 is practicing mindfulness. Number 3 is removing toxicity in all forms. That includes food, products, people, environment, and even self-detrimental things that we do to ourselves, like substance abuse, smoking, drinking, things of that nature. Okay. Number 4 is healthier eating. And number 5 is speaking positive affirmations. You know, do that. You start affirmations with your day. Okay. You speak positive affirmations to start your day. All right. And that is your holistic tip of the day. Let's move on with today's show right after the break. As I've mentioned on the 73rd episode, we are talking about life's plot twists and how it's important for us to not let any of them throw us off the track of progression. All right. We've all experienced the following, okay? Endless bills, car problems, exes reappearing, financial distress, unhealthy relationships, health concerns, being overworked and getting underpaid, parental stress. Like, we all deal with it, okay? And that's just to name a few, okay? All inevitable plot twists in our lives that could potentially cause us to become unfocused, discouraged, and unmotivated when it comes to creating a more balanced and, you know, peaceful life. In addition to implementing methods for a healthier mind, body, and spirit, we have to find and maintain the strength when circumstances occur, you know? Practicing a holistic lifestyle could be much easier if we never have problems, right? But the reality is we are going to face situations we won't like, even if we try our best to avoid them, you know? Our life routine can stress us out if we allow it, and situations can make life more complicated. So how do we navigate through our tough times without pulling hairs or feeling like we need to run the freak away and never come back? How do we do it? Okay. How do we throw those lemons back and make margaritas with them? Hello. The first thing I'd suggest is to simply breathe. You know, breathing and loosening up can help the stress ooze out of your body. The stress leaves your body with each exhale, and it really works. The next I suggest is to let go of what you simply can't control. You know, as cliche as that sounds, it's still very effective and also helps relieve some anxiety that you may experience. Stressing and worrying about something isn't going to do you any good because you're already dealing with it. So just let it go, you know? Also, look at your trial or challenge as a stepping stone to make, you know, better decisions the next time, you know? Every experience we have, whether positive or negative, serves a lesson, okay? Another thing I would suggest is to be, of course, perfectly imperfect, okay? When you release the need to be perfect in everything you do, it takes away the stress and the need to be in control. This ties into letting go as well, all right? Demanding perfectionism from yourself or anyone else will be disappointing in the long run. When you have expectations that you or anyone else cannot meet, it leaves you feeling inadequate and makes you feel distrustful of others, as well as lacking faith. We're all human, and perfection is an illusion, all right? Last but not least, keep doing what you enjoy doing. You know, just keep loving what you do. Keep doing what puts a smile on your face, it puts joy in your heart space, you know? Making the best out of situations by doing what you love is by far the best method for making margaritas with those lemons. Hello. Doing what you love can not only heal your emotional and mental bodies, it keeps you focused, okay? And it keeps your focus off of your troubles, all right? That's really important. As I reflect on my life, I've come to discover that my most pivotal moments are times when I am at my most productive and creative, you know, and those will be the times when I'm going through something. You know, I use my time to be creative and productive to, you know, take my mind off of what's going on. Being able to create and express myself through my work brings me a sense of fulfillment that not only strengthens my confidence, but heals my soul after much turmoil, you know? I struggled with connecting with others as well as with myself. I've battled depression, low self-esteem, and I still do sometimes, you know? Becoming aware of my own strength didn't happen until I realized my creative juices and I found something that aligns with who I am, you know? Birthing my creativity is where my inner goddess shines through. My creativity and doing what I love brings out the best in me. Doing what you love can heal you and bring out the best in you as well. And most importantly, it takes the trouble away. Even if you are navigating through the trouble, it's like whatever you are doing that you love and you enjoy and it puts a smile on your face, you simply navigate through this turmoil without even acknowledging it, you know? And that in turn keeps you at peace, keeps you calm, and it keeps you in that space knowing that things will get better, you know? And also, you know, it puts you in a space where you have to believe in yourself and know that everything else that follows relies on your ability to stay out of your own way. You know, sometimes you have to get out of your own way to make things happen. There's a time where you have to get out there and do the shit you need to do or fall back. It really depends on your situation, but overall, Just doing what you love in the midst of it all will truly help you. It will help you and it will heal you, okay? Doing what you love also helps you to face fears that may have consumed you, you know? Being creative takes the focus away, as I've already mentioned, all right? It keeps you from worrying about the future or what's to come, you know? When we are being creative, we stay in the present moment, okay? Doing what we love will help us release emotional and mental blockages and feelings we've suppressed, all right? When we carry stress physically, we suffer from body aches and pains. The fulfillment that brews from what we enjoy doing provides pain relief, so to say. Okay, just think about it, you know? Our creativity brings us a sense of therapy, okay? And it helps us to release what we've held on to for fear of criticism or obligation, you know? It also helps us access our feelings and express them, okay? Doing what we love is fueled by self-awareness, which indicates personal growth and healing, okay? Doing what we love simply just brings us inner peace, something that we deserve and need, right? The one thing to be mindful of is that there will be plot twists that the universe will throw in our path that will test us and distract us as well. Just know that we're allowed to shut down and reset as much as we need to until we no longer have to. Opportunities for you will always be there for you to take. What matters is your emotional and mental bodies are healthy, okay? And your ability to stay encouraged and motivated during your most stressful times. That's really important, okay? And that does it for today's show. Make sure you subscribe to Holistically Being for new episodes straight to your email. Follow Holistically Being on all social media. This is your girl signing off, and remember to live life in color and in high definition. Take care, beautiful people. Peace.